right. Back. Final segment. Cadena Mo Show with Spike on the mic. We are going to turn you over to Johnny B in a little bit. Trying to think. Yeah, we saw Johnny B last night. Yeah, he had Funny Cat on with him hosting. I don't know who it'll be tonight, but we will find out. Spike, I can already taste that barbecue we got coming in with Slim Campbell on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
I can already taste
it. Make sure not to eat. Make sure not to eat.
Yes, hopefully we'll get EJ in here with us. Cool. Yeah. I know Patrick Smith is going to be in as well. I have to remind him.
You think Patrick eats? He's always in shape, right?
Right. he eats. He took down that Frankie's Chop House. He took down that 30-ounce tomahawk ribeye. Yeah,
I get you right about that. I just remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mo, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask this when Dizzy or we have a female guest in here. Or somebody else other than you, because I already know your answer, kind of. Okay, and this happened. I was on a plane. I was traveling with, let's say, me and three of your buddies are flying, let's say, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, the plane lands, and y'all in different seats. Like, one guy's in first class, and the other rest is not in first class. So the plane lands, and so they get off. The first class gets off. You know, you go down that little chute to walk off planes, and then you go right there where the ticket lady is.
Right.
Do you stand there and wait for the other two guys to come, or do you just keep on going down to baggage claim? What is the protocol?
All right, give me the say. It's me and three of my friends.
Yeah, you're three, and these are your friends, Mo.
Right, and we're going. Go ahead, give it to me again.
The plane lands, and right. The guy in the front of this plane gets off first, and you know he goes down that little long corridor hall.
Right, to enter. We have landed. We're not departing. We're landing.
We're landing, yes.
And to get to the main terminal, so he goes down that long corridor.
And then he comes out, and there's usually that's where the people come in. But anyway, we're leaving.
Right.
We're the ticket area. Do you stand there and wait for your partners to come off the plane, or do you just keep on walking and go down to?
I think if you came together, you wait for them.
Right, but do you just go down to the baggage claim?
No, I wait for them and we walk down the baggage claim together. That's what I would do.
Oh, well, I want to apologize because I thought sure you would say, I'm just going up.
No.
Yeah. Well, that happened a while back when I was going to Omaha. We have the college baseball World Series.
Right.
I was going with a friend of mine and we got off and he got off first. And then when I got off the plane, I was waiting. And everybody was just passing by, and I was waiting on him to come off because I wasn't sure whether, because we wasn't on the same, we weren't in first class, but we weren't in the same seat, so I didn't see him get off, and he didn't see me get off. But I stood there until everyone left the plane, and then I said, this mother trucker, and then I went on down at baggage claim, and he was down at baggage claim. And I'm like, dude, why the hell you ain't just wait for him right there? And he's like, why should I have to wait for you? And I'm thinking, What is the proper protocol? I've been dying.
I don't know if there's a proper protocol. I think you can do what you want to do. I don't think there's a right or wrong. I think I think if you got on a plane together, I think you go down the baggage together. I would
I do
think.
Too. Because what if I got lost? I'm a grown.
But
now
that's on you. Yeah, that's on you. I can't. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Not at all. But I would definitely. I would just wait. I mean, you're there. I mean,
I'm gonna take it even further, homeboy. Cause we were coming from Omaha. We were coming back to Tampa. He got off the plane, left, and went down. He didn't have any baggage claim. He left with his book bag, got in his ride, and totally left the airport.
So he didn't even say goodbye to you guys.
Really?
Oh, man.
So I'm down to the baggage claim, and I say, dude, where you at? Oh, man, I'm in the car. I'm almost home now. Boy, I was like, okay, that's how you roll. That's how you roll.
Yeah.
At
least, hey, turn your radio down, caller. I mean.
I did.
Thank you. Am I saying he's in the wrong? No. Am I saying that wasn't, you know, I don't know. Go ahead, caller. You tell me. What was it?
Well, first, who were you rooting for in the College World Series?
Is that pertinent to your statement?
Really, it was the Gators.
Yeah, Tennessee, baby. Hey, anyway, yeah, you wait for it, man. Even if you're a Gator fan, I still would have waited for you.
Yeah.
We flew out there together.
Yeah, that for him to just walk off, get into his car, and leave, that's kind of stank.
I think it is.
I travel with my friends all the time to places, man, and if we don't sit together, you wait when you get off. Like, when you get out, you get out where the ticket booth is and all that. You wait.
Yes, exactly. That was my thing.
How about the Tennessee Vols, baby? How about them Vols?
you gonna keep saying that?
I'm assuming they won.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this. Quick question.
Hold on. Spike's got a question. All right, Rocky Top.
Hey, Rocky Top, quick question. Was that a check swing?
That's in the past, baby.
Bye.
He knows.
Was there a questionable call?
Game. They were playing FSU, and it was FSU was up by two. Last out, it was 2 outs against Tennessee, and it was third strike right down the middle. The guy swung the bat across the plate, and then he put his hand back. Every replay angle shows that he went across the plate. That was strike through. Everybody.
Walk me through this. I know what a check swing is, and I know that sometimes the batter goes too far, and they call that a swing.
Yeah.
So you're saying it was a swing, but they called it a check.
Right. They swing, and then FSU celebrating, and they
because if it was a swing, FSU wins.
Correct.
The game is over.
And Tennessee is probably out going back. They're not Rocky talking.
Yeah, they're Rocky topping. Yeah, they're not Rocky topping.
So, of course, when there was a bad call, the next play, everybody from Tennessee scores and they win the game.
Ah, oh, man. Wow.
That's what homeboy said. It was in the past.
Oh, wow.
Every angle in the world. So that was a strike three. He swung on three.
What were the commentators saying?
Ooh, it's the worst call in the world. How can it go? Because the home umpire said no swing. And then with all the commotion, you can ask for another opinion from another umpire.
Right.
Man, they hardly ever go against each other. No swing.
So you knew if the ones, you're not going to go against your boy. Yeah, make him look bad on that. You know,
especially on TV on this big game here.
Yeah. Interesting. When was this?
About 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Was it on the weekend, or did you miss the show for it?
Yeah, it was the weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you have it.
I came home with no problem. Cause we got, was it? No, it wasn't 0-2 in barbecue, but it was. Anyway.
Okay.
That was the thing. I was like, getting off the plane and just hauling ass.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And I thought about it, because a lot of times our baseball buddies, guys, we would fly to Vegas for parties and we all sit in different spots. And I'm sure that more than half of us wait for us to get to that ticket check area before we go down. Right. I mean, it just struck me.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, and it was just you two.
It was three of us.
Three, and the other two of you went down together.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just was he salty because they lost? Was that what he was just like? F this, I'm going home. I mean, I can understand that to a degree where it kind of ruined the trip for him, especially if it was based on a faulty call.
I think he was salty because he wasn't salty, but just like we grown men.
Okay, but I understand the grown men. Grown men will, if they come together, they leave together. And what's that?
I guess it ain't on me.
Like there's a scene in Goodfellas where Tommy and... where Ray Liotta's character is trying to leave because he don't want to be there with the date, and Tommy's like, let's get the check that way we leave together, that way we're not so walking out of here straggling like a bunch of bums. You know, it's like saying that you're a man does not mean that you are. And I don't want to say disrespectful, but it's, for lack of a better term, that you treat your friends disrespectfully, that it's okay.
Or take them for granted.
Or take them for granted. That's got nothing to do with being a man. Being a man is about being courteous. You know, you're grown men. That means you should understand courtesy. You should understand if you came together, you wait and you leave together.
But on the flip side, do you like a little punk for complaining about it?
Not if you got a radio show, no. I mean, if you on the street, if you had the Bard O'Brien's complain about it, yeah, you might be a little punk bitch. But if it's content, hell no. Now, did the other friend feel the same way? Yeah. Did he say anything about it?
I brought it up.
So he did. So he never said anything about it.
He's like, yeah, you know, man.
Whatever.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. And like I say, it did not bother me, but it was content, as you would say. I thought about it. Like,
right.
That was just seemed odd.
And you said you did say something to him about it, or you didn't?
I did not. Oh. I just called him.
But where did you get the "where I'm a man" from? I thought you said
it was his. You know, I'm thinking his opinion was, man, you're a grown ass man. Why did he wait on you?
I don't know.
Like you go, hey, man, why you ain't wait on me?
So when you called him, there was no acknowledgement of it whatsoever?
No, he said, I mean, hey, man, because his girl was out at TSA or at the airport.
Right.
So you can't park. You got to keep riding
around. Okay, so now that's a little bit more context.
Oh.
A little bit more if he knows that the girl is circling and he's got to get down there. I get that. He doesn't want to, because that's a pain in the ass, circling. I get that. I think he could have hollered, you know, when he's getting on way, you know, I don't know.
You know how y'all do, and I never understood this. When the plane lands, everybody stands up.
Yeah, right.
And so,
people want to get the hell off the plane.
You can't go nowhere.
I understand that. I sit down until I can get up. I used to be that person. I no longer am, but I absolutely get that. That's a different context. If he's got a ride being picked up.
I had a ride being picked up.
I understand, but I'm just saying, I think he still could have probably waited, because what are you talking about? I don't know. Were you guys all the way in the back and he was all the way up front?
It might have been a minute.
I might have bounced. I'm actually on his side on this.
Yeah.
If y'all all the way at the back, and when we got on the plane, we dapped up and everything and blah, 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 and I know I'm going to holler at you later, and I know that my ride is circling down.
But the ride was going to circle whether you waited or not.
Right, but the ride.
Well, she might have said, well, where in the hell is
Spike? She might have been able to. He might have been able to call, hey, I'll be down there, stop and park, so. You don't have to spend another
five. Call, huh?
You call, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Spike, I'm gone.
He could have said, well, at the very least, I would have sent a text. Now, if I did that, I would have sent a text. Hey, I was, you know,
Lisa's down here waiting on
me, and I'm going to bounce. I'll catch you guys later. I would not have gone, not said a word, and then talked to you the next day. That wouldn't have happened.
Now, mind you, don't I sound like a little punk bringing this up?
No, because
I bet people drive around like, damn, Spike,
Spike, I had nothing. we had got a call or two. So, hopefully if he listening, his feelings ain't hurt. All right, as I've said five times, because that's how I do it, Johnny B is up next. Make sure you stick around for his show. I get the first 30 minutes of it, and then the nighttime. We appreciate you listening to us. Spike on the MIC, all forms social media. Spike on the MIC. I'm a cat named Mo on what I continue to call Twitter, and because that's how it was built. It was built as Twitter. And I am cat named Mo, no A, on Instagram, just my regular name on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and you know me, then you know me. Thank you guys. Again, regular show tomorrow, 2 to 6 Thursday, July 4th. Regular show tomorrow, 2 to 6, July 4th.
Is that for me?
That's for you. We the Cat Named Mo Show, and we out.
102.5 The Bone.